So I think it was the first birthday or her first Christmas after we started dating, which is only a couple months in, and I was trying to figure out what to get her. And that time zone area is challenging, right? Because the relationship's still new, and so you don't know the person all that well, but yet you still want to get something that's, you know, impressive and thoughtful, but yet it's still new, so you don't want to go overzealous and spend too much money and kind of freak the girl out. So, you know, I was trying to do that thing called listening, which does end up working most times, and, you know, realizing that, yeah, she likes a Disney character. She talked about liking Dumbo, and she also just likes elephants as they are. So I was kind of looking at, you know, something in that area, and I ended up finding this really cute robe that was like, looked like an elephant, you know, not like a fat sort of thing, but looked like a cute elephant, very fluffy, had big ears and like a trunk on it. And, you know, I thought this would be great. And a lot of times I'm pretty nervous about like, oh, is this person going to like my gift or not? But I felt pretty confident. I felt pretty confident with this one. So, you know, she opens up the gift and she's just kind of looking at it. And I could tell she was having a really hard time pretending that she was excited and happy. She was trying her best. And, you know, I'm kind of like, well, you know, what's up? And, you know, she very, I think in the nicest way possible, and I don't know exactly how she put it, but, you know, it's like, yeah, this is not, you know, I just want to make sure we're on the same page and, you know, with giving gifts and moving forward and have open communications, which is always a great thing you want to hear when you're giving a gift to a girl you're just dating. But you know, she's like, I'm not going to wear this. And I'm like, sweet, nailed it. You know, so I kind of put out my case of why I thought it might be a good gift. And she was like, no, I mean, like, she likes Disney and she does like elephants, but she's not, you know, gonna wear like an elephant robe. And okay, so at that point, you know, I was confused, right? Because here she is, a person that likes Disney stuff. Some might consider that more kid-like, inner kid. I'm not insulting. And, you know, she likes elephants and everything. And, you know, she was a sparkly, fun personality. And, you know, she would wear Disney stuff to Disneyland, and she'd wear it not at Disneyland. She was Minnie Mouse one year for Halloween. So I didn't understand at the time why, you know, this elephant robe wasn't you know, knocking it out of the park. And, but she, you know, I told her, hey, I'm sorry, I'll go ahead and, you know, get rid of it. Don't worry about it. You know, we'll do it again. She's like, no, I'll keep it. And she did. She kept it. It sat in the closet. Never, ever was worn. I don't know if she ever even looked at it. I looked at it as a reminder. But I will say that even to this day, I do not understand, nor will I pretend to understand why one way of wearing Disney and animal stuff is totally cool, but this other thing with the robe is not cool. Whatever. I never tried to understand it. You know, you just go with the flow with that sort of thing. But I did appreciate that sort of at least level of communication that we can have that kind of broke that ice of, because like I said, I was kind of had anxiety about giving gifts. So that kind of helped at least for us to be able to talk a little bit more open about what we like and don't like. But I was still sad. She never, I think I tried to force it on her one time, and that did not go well at all. But that's okay. It was a learning lesson. And I think for, that might've been a birthday. For Christmas, I got her like a mixer, you know, for baking, which could sound sexist, but it wasn't. She really loved it and wanted it. So I think that made up for it. So, I was end up being good overall in the gift department.